Yeah.
Think about how we started off, yeah, this year with the podcast coming back and that, yeah, from what, when we came back, what, April?
Yeah, April.
April to now, yeah. And look at that in terms of from where there to now. It's been a mad year, you know.
Trust me.
It's been a journey.
It's mad journey.
It's only the start, man.
Real talk. But I'm going to ask you, man, a question. What has been your highlight moment so far in this season?
Rochelle.
Yeah, speak then. Well, you can't just say a name.
Rochelle.
Talk, bruv. What do you have to say about Rochelle? Yeah, but there's obviously more to talk
about. Okay, what moment of Rochelle would you say was the highlight for you?
It's her just getting on to me as usual, or not?
I can't actually.
There's not more to say to that. It's just her getting on to me. But she's just like, she's at the pinnacle of the thing, innit? Look how much population she bought within the period of time. Nah, she's only been on two episodes.
She speaks the truth. Yeah, shout out to the Black Cube show, man. She's
like, made the foundation of it.
Yeah, come on.
She's a part of the 80%.
Yeah.
Basically, towards the end of the year, she's done a lot just for two episodes alone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
But what's been your highlight moments?
I think it was us, man. I think it was in the summer when he was talking about, what did he say, man? DK said a mad thing about the girl. Oh, if a girl said something and we all started laughing.
The fat one.
Doctor, you was there as well.
The summer recap one.
Yeah. And we all started busting up.
I can't remember.
It was on a trailer. It was in one of the trailers, man. You didn't say something mad. You said something. We started busting up. We were talking about a girl. What do you know about new blocks?
Oh, new blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that, right? You don't just tip him to anybody. Tip him to the newest one.
You get
the carpet.
Where it is
charger as well. You can charge your
blocks.
New blocks. I'm begging, hey.
New blocks.
And listen, you know where Matumbo used to live, blocks, yeah? Bro.
Listen.
Come on, man. Nah, listen. Top as well.
Yeah. Hey. Then he says something mad. And we all started busting up still. Yeah.
We lived in a grimy era, man.
Trust
me. I was in the barns, fam. Don't ever get it twisted.
I think for me, my highlight of the year is just being consistent, man. Just actually making more of an effort than, I'm not saying we didn't before, but obviously we took a lot of time out. Mm. We obviously started recording before COVID. Had to kind of rebrand again and come back in. And just trying to be consistent and do more of content, obviously. And everyone obviously adding to it. Everyone that's joined us along the journey as well. So yeah, it's been a good year, man.
DK?
The highlight of the year.
You had many, bro.
I don't know, I'd have to look at a session. I think when you debuted back this year, that session was just too funny for me. Everything we spoke about, it was
fucking... I appreciate it, bro, man.
That one was funny, that's what I call that. I don't know if I can really say a highlight, fam. It's like, you know, I'm the type of guy, I like to work, bro. I like to make shit move, we'll feel like stuff's moving, innit, so... Yeah, I'd say more on the lines of
what Doc is
saying,
like
the consistency,
making
sure
ships
out, you know, got a presence, building a presence there, and just getting more people on, you know what I mean?
What would you say the plans
are
for 2026?
No, I'd say more of the same, man, just bring more people on, get a couple guests, see, you know what I mean? Because people will shout at me like, yeah,
And don't pull through, innit?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It happens, man, it happens.
It is what it is, innit? But I think with these things, especially like podcasts, like, the more you just do your thing,
more it blows up.
Yeah,
right there still.
Mm.
It's like anything in London, bro. People are sheep, innit?
Definitely sheep still.
I feel like we need to branch out a little bit more, though, more than just the pod.
In what aspect?
Vlogging.
Mm-hmm.
Travel vlogging. Even like reviews and things like that.
Like food reviews and that.
Food review. It could be anything. Food reviews. It could be events. Could be entertainment reviews.
Yeah,
movie. Like anything. Just something that brings a community together. Do you know what I mean?
Reaction videos.
Reaction. Yeah.
This room right here would be perfect. Reaction videos. Man, just us there, trying not to laugh. Them type of.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do. Like beginning of the year, like when I obviously went snowboarding and all that stuff. Just record it. Boom, bam. Then I did obviously the Race for Life. Recorded that. Obviously, this is the type of stuff that Doctor was trying to promote when we first done the thing, innit? But obviously no one was actually proactive in actually doing it. But I thought this year, when my man, like, these two were telling me, yo, get the GoPro, get the GoPro. And I was like, then after that, man, we're like, bro, what's the point saying you're going to on doing something, but then when it comes down to it, you're, if you're stalling on that stuff, you know, let me get it recorded. And ever since then, probably one of the best things I bought.
Because it shows the whole different side. That, you know what I'm saying? Ramps. Look what Ramps is doing. He went over to Italy to do a, what is it, a 20K run?
Yeah.
And flogged the whole thing.
Shout him out, man.
I'm saying, big up
that. APL Media, that's what I'm saying. He does things like that. It's good. Like, who would have thought he would have went Italy to do a run? Across Italy, that's mad.
No, it is crazy still.
Never expect something like that.
So what would you say we're expecting next year as a group?
More content. I'll say different aspects of things.
I'll travel, say, vlogs. For me,
streaming as well. You need to get into the streaming, that, especially because guys are gamers as well, innit?
I'll say for me, like, structure as well. Like, this year, it's been all right, but I feel like next year, when we have more of a structure on, like you're saying, if guys know what they want to do, each month, guys know, boom, this is what's happening, that's what's happening this month, boom, 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 calm. Now, in terms of when you're saying branching out, having guests on the show, like...
It's hard, man. It's not easy.
See some people, yeah. I really want to draw people out for this one, but...
No, yeah, don't. Yeah.
I'm going to keep the peace, man.
Yeah. But it happens.
Let's just...
I mean,
if people want to come on the show, Sesh being booked,
leave it. You know what it is. You know what it is.
See it through.
We'll just.
Common courtesy.
Yeah, forget all of that.
Let me know way more in advance, innit?
Yeah, nah, forget all of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, forget them, innit? If they don't want to come, they don't want to come, innit? We just do our thing, innit? You know what I'm saying? Our thing will bang, innit? We got me, we got Dots, we got DK, we got G-Man, you know what I mean? We got you know what I'm saying?
Show goes on, sure.
Yeah, to be fair, we've got the listeners as well, innit?
The listeners as well. Shout out to the listeners, man.
What I'd suggest, if any of the listeners want to get involved and maybe join us on an episode,
just DM
us. You know, comment on the video, DM us.
Comment, obviously.
Anything, man. You know what I'm saying?
We'll accommodate you.
Can I say?
Because what you're talking about, that's always going to happen, man. The more you do your thing, the more people are...
You know what I'm saying? Never know, bro. Lily Phillips might turn up here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Do a mad thing.
Who was it that said... It was one of you that said, get a homeless man on there.
Who said that?
Colombo.
Shout out to Colombo, though.
It was you. You said it was a good idea to get a homeless man on here and ask how his story started. And
what Colombo?
No, not Colombo.
I don't know what this guy's on about.
Bro,
hey.
I'm telling you, it was one of you. Nah, but it was someone said it. I'm telling you.
But I'm not going to lie. Don't think
that's not a good idea. You can ask how someone's life went from the top of the ship and come crashing down. I don't mean that mad homeless.
Used to be homeless, now he's no longer homeless.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Them type of man there.
Okay,
They lived through it and they got themselves out. It's like, how do you get to that point and what did you do to get yourself out of it? That would have been a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm not going to lie. I do want to shout you out, DK, because you were promoting about being more proactive on the TikTok page and all that other stuff and that. Man's only jumped on the TikTok thing now, innit? Yeah. Like, I ain't really sought out my profile.
You're a grown ass man.
Yeah. My point really why I didn't really want to jump on TikTok in the first place. But I did anyways, yeah. Now, and I see the engagement and the comments and that on the posts and like, yeah.
Now, TikTok will show you a lot of things, you know.
I can't lie, like.
It shows you a lot of things.
You
bro.
Up still.
I mean, who uses Google anymore?
I still do.
Forget about Google.
Like in aspects that if you want to know like a food review, would you go on Google and type in the restaurant to look at it and read it, or would you go on TikTok and just see
everyone
at that restaurant?
Everyone rather see visually and hear audially what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With Google, you have to read it, and it's like it might not.
No
tell
one wants
you
to read it. You go on TikTok.
It may not give you
a man that's vlogged it, a woman that's vlogged it, and you be like, I might go, I might not. I'm saying.
Wait, do any of you men remember Ask Jeeves?
Oh my gosh, wow, that's a throwback. 118.
Ask Jeeves.
Are they still about?
No.
You don't remember Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves,
man. This guy definitely have a computer in his house.
Yeah, man.
What about Yahoo? Are they still about?
Yahoo. Remember Yahoo?
Yeah, obviously Yahoo, man.
I still use my Yahoo email address.
Okay. I thought it was just Gmail and Hotmail now.
And what's your email address? No, just say it, man.
Nah, I had the same email address since MSN days, bro.
This guy got hella spams, bro.
MSN days, you know what I'm saying?
You need the first emails. I still use them for the bullshit.
You still use you don't know about MSN. Email.
Nah, of course he don't know about
MSN. You know about MSN?
Habbo Hotel.
Wait, I wanna. Do you know about MSN?
No, you do, never. Yeah. No, you don't.
Let you on the computer.
No, you don't.
You don't know about Bebo.
Bebo, yeah, I know about
Bebo. Yeah, about Pixar. What about Pixar? Do you know about Pixar?
Habbo Hotel.
MySpace.
Yeah. What about MySpace? RuneScape? You know about RuneScape?
Bro, how old do you think I am?
Bro, you're a spring chicken, bro. How old do you think I am?
Nah, MySpace, you know, had some tunes in there, you know.
MySpace
had some tunes in there.
I moved to Facebook, yeah. Then it was Twitter. And then from there, Insta,
Snap, all that. MySpace was the one, man.
Yeah, what about MySpace, the old school gaming tunes. Websites?
You know, Bandit Kidits, are you mad?
Mini Clips and
that. Shout out the Newham lot, man.
Yeah, for real.
You know about Mini Clips and them things.
Yeah, when they jump.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
Mini clip.
Cool. Fair enough.
Yeah. Penguins. So, man, they're not even focusing in IT, bro. They're actually playing random games.
Random games for real, fam.
The teachers thought they can block the websites, bro. We need the websites to go around it.
Bro, the man's weird one, Donnie, that bought a USB in and had Counter-Strike.
You went there.
One done that had
this. I know you might not remember Counter-Strike. Before there was Call of Duty.
Counter-Strike.
Man, don't even know about Counter-Strike, bro. Hey.
No, I don't know, you know.
Counter-Strike on the PC.
Counter-Strike was Call of Duty, bro. Yeah. It was the OG Call of Duty.
Bro, man is turning up at school 8 in the morning to play Counter-Strike, bro.
No, Counter-Strike was cold, you know.
Bro, there's about 10 men in the room all banging it.
Before Call that, man, them are turning up.
Why?
Whoa. What did he say?
Why?
The 10 man in the room doing what?
Banging it. Oh,
Astaghfirullah.
Yeah.
Throwing the towel. God damn.
It was a good game.
Yuck.
10 man in the room.
10 man in the room banging it. 8 in the morning.
8 a.m. just to play that game, you know.
Man, them wouldn't turn up to school early, bruv.
But they'll turn up to play Counter-Strike.
And then when they blocked it off the PCs, the man them stopped coming in early, bruv.
Then Donny started bringing in USBs and putting it on there from their home computers.
Yes. Like, hey, shout out Counter-Strike, man.
But yeah, no, like 2026 is definitely going to be a good year of growth and that, man. Like, I've been, can't lie, there's a couple podcasts that want to reach out and do collabs and that still next
Let's
year.
Let's collab, man.
Yeah, we're here, man. We're ready, man.
I feel like, see why I like about this year is that we re-established ourselves, rebranded and just growth.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? Compared to like how it was from way back when to now, like, bro, it's completely different. Completely.
Two things we're learning and we have to...
No, 100%.
Put in action, but it's way better from OG days.
Yeah, like the only thing I will say is the biggest hindrance, of growth is just bare do's and can'ts. You can do this, you can say that, you can't say this, you can say that, you can't say that. It's like flip.
You live in that era, you can't.
It's like, yo, man can't say.
You can't say certain things like that.
I'll even say it and. Yeah, it will still be muted. That's how mad it is.
You know one thing I always say about this year, though, I want to say I struggled with it, but more than that, knowing that people come up to you, because I just be good about my day, I come and shoot the pod, it goes out, I promote it, cool. But the rest of the time, it's kind of just my normal day, and people are like, good podcast, Oh, I saw that, da da da. And I'm like, what did you see me say? You know what I mean? I'm just trying to suss them out, what's the angle here, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not comfortable with it, but I need to, how do you handle that? How do you handle those interactions? You know what I mean?
Well, no one ain't
duffed
you in your face, so you ain't said
nothing
wrong.
What come to you personally?
No, not personally.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
When you're saying that, you're saying random people you don't know.
I can't give a
chase, you know what I mean? For example, a lot of the time, I'll be in my office, bro. I'll just be somewhere. I feel like I was an event one time. I know what they got. They have no social thing. That's how they see it all the time. But they're I'm just you seem like that. I don't know. How do you not handle those type of...
You know, it's got its pros and cons, but I look at that as a plus. even if they don't really engage with our content, they're aware. They acknowledge it.
And they've seen it. That's
so I always say to G, our biggest supporters will be people that we don't know. Facts. People that we do know will watch it, but they'll watch it in silence. They won't promote it. They won't share it. They won't engage with it at all. They might share it to people that they know just to say, oh, look, this is what so-and-so is doing.
Bro, sorry, yeah, quickly, yeah. I remember we had an episode, yeah, in the summer. You see, when I said that abuse thing, oh, my days. Hey, was a mad thing, you know.
I'm not gonna lie, I had a couple.
You know what it is? You see me, yeah, it's like, I don't care what people think, bro. You get it? I'll say how it is, innit? I ain't come here to impress people. I never did in my life anyway, you know what I'm saying?
He's gonna be the first one to get cancelled.
No, I'm not gonna get cancelled, bro. The only person can cancel me is God, first of all. No one's cancelling me, bro. What are you talking about, bro?
Spack Nation's finest.
Yeah. Nah, none of that Spack Nation.
Pastor Toby's right hand.
Nah, none of that. None of that. Guys, stuff for love. Trap mash, man. Stuff for love. Man, no trap mash, bro. You get me? Trap mash is crazy stuff. But yeah, man. The only person who cast me is God, fam. So I don't care what people say, you know what I'm saying?
It was
for your neck at that.
Coming for who? Take a seat, man. Drink some water.
Coming for your neck.
Coming for what? Pause, man.
That's literally a known saying, bro.
Hey, bro, let it be known to yourself, bro.
To a conclusion, obviously, everyone's got, not to conclusion to tell a lie, but everyone's different. Everyone's got different opinions. Everyone can say this and that, but I don't really care, innit? I said what I said and I'm going to stand on it. If you're gonna do something, just do it, innit?
Still gotta be careful.
Shut up, bro, and just keep it moving.
You see what's funny though, yeah? That's it, bro. The episode we were talking about the
go on.
The overweight thing and that, yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a lot.
Of course you would. You used to.
Yeah, you got mad.
I keep saying
she went from
17
where?
Stone to what? No, what was she first?
I don't know.
But wait, hold on. Shout out to the BBWs, man. I love you lot, bro. Trust me. And the BB Snowies as well, you know what I'm saying?
Do we all like BBWs?
Nah. I do.
Not
you,
me.
Nah. What?
What do you mean, nah?
I told one of my teams, listen, you got 75 kg weight limit, bro.
Oh, y'all just getting mad. Don't worry,
they're not going to like you, you know?
Nah, we're getting mad. Forget them. Forget BBWs. Come to me. I'm here, man. I'm here for you, lot, man. We got you.
Wait, man, them link up got you. Huh? Hold on. Do you man like BBWs or not?
These
two
like anything, bro.
Huh?
Not even. I got a preference.
You two like anything, don't listen.
Yeah, but is your preference, does it accept BBWs? Yes.
No, mine's not. No.
Shut up.
Yeah, listen, you know what?
When?
Man, am I scared to answer the question?
Let me answer it, yeah?
What happened? I ain't trying to say that.
I don't prefer BBWs, innit? That's just me. And I'm allowed to have my preference.
Yeah, will you take them in?
What do you mean take them in?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean take them in?
I'll
take
be
them
friends
in
with
what
you.
Sense? Yeah,
like,
I'm
friends
not,
with them.
What do you mean, like, take them in, though? Explain.
I'll be friends. We're going to be cool.
Oh, like, clap
family
cheeks.
I'll bring you to say functions and
that. Oh, I have done.
What are you bring them to functions for?
I have done, like, but it's not a thing where I'm not going to disrespect them, but that,
let's
you're
say
not
you
my preference,
for a party and you need extra support.
Extra support?
Extra support is crazy.
Oh, my day.
Maybe not extra support,
that's mad.
You man are saying, oh, you invite girls to the party.
Bro, they're not fat. Bro.
Can't use that word,
they're not fat, bro.
Fluff.
I didn't say it.
If I tell you to invite girls to a function I'm holding, and you come to with a squad of fluffy things.
I didn't say
I'm not involved in this.
That's rude.
And they come. It's extra to your party, right?
Hold on.
That's crazy.
That's extra to
it's
your
extra
party.
What? Extra what?
If they're spending money at your event.
Yeah.
Extra girls.
What's the problem?
Nah, that's different. I'm just talking about that. Like, cool. Say if I'm just having like your AP vibe, yeah, just close friends, and you bring through some fluff.
I'm
gonna look at you funny, but it's taking up space.
Oh, you're kind of mad.
Hey, you're moving like you're on tape or something, bro.
This guy's on some Eddie Murphy thing now, bro.
Like, he's moving like he's in a Mayfair club.
But you know what it is, yeah, that like, when people hear that, this type of talk, they always internalize it to themselves. Because a lot of girls are self-conscious, and they're like that. They won't even be fat, but they don't think they're fat, so they don't think, I'm talking about them. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the ones that are taking the fucking piss.
What do you consider taking the piss? Explain.
Taking the P word.
Yeah, but we need details. What do you mean? This is a, this is a podcast. You have to express yourself orally.
What do you mean?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Go on. Nah, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Speak your truth, bro.
Stuff that we've seen.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have seen it, but me, Docs, and G-Man saw. Taking the piss. When I say taking the piss, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a girl that's got a thick damn bum. Like, calm.
But so what? They you don't think they need love too?
Yeah, but not for me.
Oh no, obviously not for him, innit? Not for him. Nah, I hear it.
I'm gonna turn my nose up because they got a man. Nah, well, everyone deserves love.
But just, yeah, but,
I just feel like everyone is allowed to have their preference. Yeah,
nah, for real.
And you shouldn't be freaking, what's the word? You shouldn't have. There shouldn't be any backlash for you having a preference. If I go on camera and say I like skinny girls, I shouldn't have 8,000 fluffy things getting onto me about that. If you want to be one of the girls that I like, go to the gym and be skinny, and then I might like you.
But
that's what I'm trying to say. It's a preference. I like who I like.
See, it is. Preferences is not a problem, but I think the main issue is putting down a certain type of woman to uplift another type of woman is where the
friction
happens.
Like you just done.
You see with me, yeah, like, I don't have no preference in it. You could be big, small, dwarf, whatever, innit? You get me?
Transformer.
No, I'm just joking. I just try to make it to the trailer, innit?
Yeah, Transformer.
But listen, though, nah, jokes aside, but like, I don't have any Optimus preference in it. I was playing, man, relax. Wait, you man. Wouldn't man, touch guy, Otis, bro. What's next, now? Go on. Wait, what's next?
Would you touch a dwarf, though?
Nah, man, I'm playing, man. Nah, I'm playing.
No, that's a real question.
Nah.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
Why?
Because I don't want to, bro.
Is everyone agreeing with him or
no,
everyone got different opinions to this?
Because I would have done it. I would have banged the dwarf if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
Email.
You man talk, bro. Would you?
Nah.
Why not? You wouldn't?
Nah. 4'11" the lowest I'll go.
They got unders, though.
Hey.
The wonders are mad.
Hey, some of them dwarfs, they have big forehead, but they're thick as hell, bro.
Yeah, thick, bro. Shout out to the dwarfs. Hey. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. Like, everyone deserves love. Dwarfs, don't matter if you're big, small, skinny, there, don't matter, man. Everyone deserves love.
Yeah,
we keep it peace, you know what I'm saying?
Man. Peace and love.
Peace and love, man. I love you all, man. You get me?
Well, everyone.
What?
Every type.
Men too.
Every what woman? What every type? Yeah, I love every type.
There's multiple women.
Yeah, I love every type.
Every type of women.
Hey, don't really start with you. Hey,
change that conversation.
Change the conversation.
My man was doing the magic.
That one is cancel effect, bro.
Oh yeah, cool. Alright, cool. But yeah, man, everyone should deserve love. Probably 2026, more marriages, more love.
You get married?
No, I'm going to a couple weddings still. But yeah, man, that's what I want to hear, man. All this love.
Yeah, man.
Forget all these low vibrations. Oh, your man needs to do this. Your woman needs to do this. If the person likes you, they like you. That's it. Get along.
Get someone that likes you for
you. That's it, man.
Your personality.
You keep it like that, man.
Not your income.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
You know what I say, yeah, and I've always said this, yeah. I'm good at giving advice to people about stuff like that. But for me, I don't know. Yeah. I don't really, sometimes. I'm good at giving advice, and then when I take it to myself, I'm like, you didn't really do that, did you? I don't know. But like, that's a good shout still. Because
2026 sponsors as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we got one sponsor confirmed in that, Cold Hours.
Cold Hours.
Yeah, shout out to Cold Hours.
Shout out
to
Jigga Man.
No, we should do. We should get a BBW to come on the show.
That man just done a whole
just talking about sponsors.
Like, his brain was still stuck, I know.
It just occurred to me.
Come on camera, though. Let them see your face. Let them see who's behind this, behind these sayings.
Oh, you know,
they're really seeing my face.
Oh, I'm going to say something. But that was crazy. So,
I'm just saying, like, we can have these conversations with BBW on the show, man.
What girl do you know that is happy to be that size that will gladly go on camera?
Bare girls.
No, there's a few.
There's a few.
Then bring them
there's
on.
There's a few big girls.
Then bring them on.
There's a few.
See, what I don't want is them to come on and I'm asking them questions like, so are you happy being at the weight? And then all of a sudden...
Oh, come on. No, forget all of that.
Because a confident woman would be, I'm happy at that weight.
They are happy.
No, but then I'm allowed to ask her, so are you happy at the weight you are? If they're confident that you say they are, they'll be like, yeah, I am.
They are.
This is what I'm trying
they're
to say.
With me.
You can't have girls
they're
like that.
With me, though.
No, you can't have girls coming on the show and I can't ask questions. And they get offended by the question. You're not confident.
They're all with me, though.
Insecure.
They're not insecure.
My thing... He wants. He's saying invite them on. You're saying you will ask questions. What do you want from these questions?
Well, I lie. That's what I'm saying.
What do you want from the conversation with a plus size woman?
Just have the same conversation we've been having, but with their
perspective there as well. Nah, man. I want to hear that, man. You're happy that you're big. They're big. They're big. That's it. Who cares? If they don't care, why should we care? Why don't want to answer that question, man?
You're saying comment like, oh, why don't I ask a fat thing? She's happy to be a fat.
Fluff.
Like, yeah, but we're.
But I'm just saying that same way that I've got a preference on what I want to look like, she wants a preference for her mum.
Good point.
Okay, fair.
What I'm saying is, yeah, this type of stuff, I look at like double standards and that's it. It's a double standard to fix it. Not allowed to say our preference, they are.
Not everyone.
I get called rude for saying it.
But true. No, you ain't lying. He's not lying.
All of my girls, BBW.
And let's put it back to the sponsors, man.
Yeah, go back to the sponsors. My man went mad. Yeah, go on.
2026, get me. Cold Hours sponsored. Shout out to J-Dot for this collaboration.
Big up Jay, man.
Obviously, he's been doing this thing for a while now. You get me? So,
I mean,
big up to him for that.
Alma.
Shout out to Alma, you get me?
Yeah, come on, man. I had to bring Alma all the time, every episode.
He's like the freaking mascot for Alm, isn't it?
Yeah, blood. Shout out to Alm, but still.
But yeah, no, well done, like, for real, I didn't want to tell you that 2026, bro. Like, come on. We started off in this podcast with, what, 200 plus subscribers, yeah.
Right.
Fast forward to now, 19K.
Trust me.
All the people that watch the thing, bro, comment. Tell me your opinion. Don't be shy, because we're not going to argue with you in the chat. We just want to know
what you want us to talk about.
We
want to
know your opinion. We want to know if we done right. We want to know if we done wrong. What we said was wrong. What DK say 8% is wrong. What this guy says about 8% black girls is wrong. What I say about stepbrothers and stepsisters. What doctor says about... What doctor says...
What was she drawing me out, gone? What I said about the abuse.
About Kizzle's English.
Feel free. Feel free, you get me? Like, just feel free to just say it on the comments, you get me? Like, you see on the TikTok, Instagram, that's going to get muted out. But, yeah, man, just comment, man. Let us know. We really want to know. Hey, well, I can't lie, though. Someone commented on one of the YouTube reels saying, you know the one I was like, believe in yourself and that? Yeah. This one recently. Someone said, believe in that hairline because it's not there. Oh, I was like, oh, man.
Crazy.
But I still believe in myself.
TikTok and YouTube comments are ruthless still.
Yeah?
They're ruthless.
Can't decline me out, fam.
At the end of the day as well, I've got to say, like, we all not perfect, innit? So we got to say isms and schisms, you know what I'm saying?
No,
just forgive us, innit?
We just say stuff that people think.
Yeah.
Straight.
Freedom of speech, innit?
Just let us know what are going on, people. You get me? Because the Mandem Link Up Show, we're here. You get me?
Send us dilemmas, man.
We're here.
Dilemmas. Topics.
Outside.
You may be going through it.
No, actually, we're inside.
Your baby mum might have cheated on you. Yeah. Your hubby might have stepped out on you and he's shagging your best friend.
Your son.
Let us know.
Is going down the road of just madness.
You might even fall in a relationship with Captain Saverhole.
Dun. You get me? Yeah, man. It's been good. And big up Rochelle, though.
Yeah.
100 times or more, man. Big up Rochelle. Because see what I like about Rochelle? She holds herself. That's what you call a woman right there, you know.
R. Kelly party's mad. But wait. If you want to touch back, I'll go to R. Kelly concert.
Of course you would, man.
Oh, no, I won't go to his, that's mad. But I'll go, if he came out of jail and had a concert, I can't lie, I'll be there.
You go to, of course, he grew up on his music, bro. You go to a Diddy party, though, no?
No, that's mad.
Okay, not Diddy.
No, okay, look.
R. Kelly, before, 1,000,000% concert.
Yeah,
one,
listen, before this whole thing came out, you went to a Diddy party, right?
Yeah, I would have. If I didn't know.
All of us would have gone to a Diddy party before all of that stuff got known.
Who's all of us? Who's bro, all speak of for us? Yourself speak first, for yourself, man.
So I'm saying, before the whole thing about Diddy got blown out, yeah, you wouldn't have gone to a Diddy party.
I didn't know he had all these little parties, bro.
All abroad.
I don't even know Diddy is.
And then the man was like, yo, you man, come to my party.
I didn't even know he had all these little parties.
But I'm saying.
You lot are running this in East London anyway.
Yeah.
Whoa, East London.
I can't lie, when G was younger, this guy said, he used to say, oh, he wants to go to Michael Jackson's Neverland.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nah, but you said it when we was young. Why did you want to go there?
I would definitely go. I'm a fan of Michael, bro. Big fan.
He's going to drop you in that balcony, bro. Yeah, be careful, bro. All
right. He's been legend, bro. The guy's made more money today while he died than he's ever made in his whole entire life, bro.
What happened to that situation when you were a kid, yeah?
Yo,
Is it time to wrap up? Or?
It's time to wrap up, man. The guys are going to read your trauma.
Let's not go into
that. Yeah, it's time to wrap up, man.
That's a council situation.
You're going to make him cry.
I end up saying bad stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it.
It's a funny situation, man. But things happen, man.
But yeah, man. Listen, 2026. You get me? The Mandem Link Up Show. You get me? Listen. Also, people, we are also on Apple Music,
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts. We're on all these listening streaming platforms as well. So it's not just strictly just visuals. You can listen to us whilst you're driving. Whilst you're making sweet love and all that stuff, like, it's cool, it's calm, it's collective, you get me? The Mandem Link Up Show, we're here.
Making sweet love on a podcast, that is, listening to that a podcast is crazy.
But some man, are, some people are weird like that, though.
Yeah, I hear it still.
So, bro, people listen to ASMR, people eating. They actually watch and listen to that. Like, that's mad.
Man, let's engage with our content, man. Let's build more of a community, man.
Yeah. You get me? You're going to see a lot more, man. Different content, different everything. More growth, more progression, more everything. You get me?
Yeah.
And don't, hey, DK as well, bruv. 100 ends, bruv. Let them people know, man.
We're here, man.
Come on.
2026,
we're saying that's where the BBWs and the Slim Fit girls be at.
Like, everyone's welcome.
Man. Everyone's welcome. Doesn't matter what colour you are.
Come on.
Get me big bunda tits. Pull up.
I'm trying to get friendly with her.
Yes, sir. What are you saying? The drink's on you?
Nah, you, man.
Yeah, listen, we need to pull up to one of the motors still, man.
Nah, we need to.
On a granddad flex.
Man said granddad flex. You know you're not old. You know that, innit?
Me?
Yeah, you're not old.
Nah, the youngins be making me feel like I'm
bro,
old, man.
You're not old.
You know, DK's a YN, bro.
Yeah, he's a YN, bro.
He listens to Drew and that, bro. He's a YN, man.
Yeah. You don't listen to NBA Youngboy. He said you don't, innit?
Well, it's him, bro. He's a YN, I told you, bro.
Yeah. No, he's cold, though. You need to listen to it.
He's like, alright, innit? I've heard some of his tunes, but...
You know that tune, mate?
It's my sort of music, man.
If you know how I feel... Maybe you should listen. Bro, that tune is cold.
Well, Youngboy's the hardest, bro. He's better than Dirk.
No, he's not. Definitely not better than Dirk.
He's not still. You're capital still.
You can have that. No, I don't even need to.
He's better than...
He's better than all of them, bro. He's better than all of them.
He's better than... What's the U he's clashing with now?
Dirk himself has said Youngboy's the goal. Before this King Von...
Youngboy himself said, he's better than LED Chopper, definitely by a milestone.
Because he's like him, bro.
This guy thinks he's him,
bro.
That's why, bro.
The Eddie's
gonna be mad.
I heard that, man. Hey, Myth, chop it. Listen,
2026. All I'm gonna say is, Happy New Year. You get me? You're going to see us on
Happy
your
Happy New Year to all my listeners,
on your
man.
Phone, on your laptop. You get me? Mandem Link Up Show. I'm going to say it. Kizzle, Big Dots, DK, G-Man, Myth. We're here. Mandem Link Up Show.